and made an imaginary tally mark in the air.
Chalk up one Imperial snitch for me. He won't be talking to anyone now.
Good job. Shall we take him out to the street? Pretend he's a drunk friend coming out of the cantina and get a droid taxi back to the hotel?
Yeah, sounds good.
We hoisted Birkett up between us. Nakari on his left and me on the right. An arm draped over each of our shoulders, letting his feet drag behind. A chirp sounded from up ahead. When I looked up the alley to locate R2, I saw that he was coming, but another figure strode with purpose in front of him. It was a Godel with sienna skin and yellow eyes, thick brows supporting the sensitive horns that allowed his species to detect electromagnetic fields of all kinds. It made them excellent hunters, empathic to some extent with many species, and dangerous in confrontations, since they often sensed what you were planning to do before you did it. Han had warned me that many of them sympathized with the Empire.
"Excuse me," the Godel said. "That's my friend you have there. I was just about to meet him when he ran down this alley."
"He's our friend, too," Nakari said, smooth and smiling. "Poor Mig had a few too many drinks and ran back here to be sick. We're taking him home."
"He's not unconscious from drinking,"
the Godel said, gesturing at his horns with a thumb.
"I can tell. He's been stunned, and you stunned him."
Nonplussed, Nakari said,
"Whatever, friend. He still needs to be taken home. You want to come along?"
"No. I want you to let him go and tell me where the Given Woman is."
"What are you talking about?"
Nakari asked, exasperation in every word. But she lifted Mig's arm and ducked her head to obey at least the first part of it, while with her right hand, hidden behind Mig, she pulled out her blaster. She never got a shot off, though. Moving far faster than I expected, the Godel's left leg whipped out in a straight kick aimed at the side of Nakari's midsection, and it knocked the blaster out of her hand just as she was squeezing it between her body and Mig's to target the Godel. As she staggered backward, Mig's entire weight dragged on my left side, and without replanting his foot, our attacker cocked his leg back at the knee, pivoted slightly, and kicked at my face. He connected, and I supposed I should be grateful he hadn't stepped into the kick. My nose remained unbroken, and I kept my teeth, but the impact dropped me and Mig to the ground. Nakari lunged forward, weaponless, and I heard more than saw blows being traded, smacks of fists on flesh, and grunts of pain and exertion. Rolling over and pushing myself onto unsteady feet, I managed to stand just as Nakari fell, her legs swept out from under her by the Godel. He wasn't an immediate kicking distance this time. He'd have to reset and take a few steps to get into range, and I remembered that I had a blaster. Couldn't remember if I set it to stun, though. He had a blaster, too, and he was remembering that at the same time I was. R2-D2 had an arm capable of delivering an electric shock, and the Godel never saw the strike coming from behind, having forgotten about the random droid he'd passed in the alley, and probably never expecting a droid to get involved. He screamed and clutched at his horns, which due to their electric sensitivity made such shocks doubly painful, and collapsed, twitching to the ground until he subsided, carried off into oblivion for a while. I breathed a sigh of relief.
"Thanks, R2. I wasn't sure I would have beaten him to the draw."
"You all right?"
Nakari asked, rising and knocking dust from her pants.
"I'm a bit woozy, and I think I'll be bruised and sore, but otherwise okay.
You?" "Some bruises for sure."
"That," she said, pointing at the Godel, "is a dangerous individual. Coming at us like that, barehanded, with complete confidence? Crazy."
"He had good reason to be confident. We weren't doing so well."
"We have to take him with us. You heard him ask about the Given."
"Yes, you're right. The story will be the same to any passerby. We just have two drunk friends we're escorting from the cantina back to our hotel." We lugged Mig and the Godel up the alley to the cantina entrance,
making sure our hoods were back in place, and R2 summoned a droid taxi to take us back to the hotel. We got a few stares, but no one wanted to make our business theirs. Since it was only a short distance to the hotel, we were able to get our captives up to my room and stretched out on the large bed before they began to stir. Nakari promptly stunned them again.
"We need something to bind them," she said.
"And a guard."
"Right. Be back soon."
The hotel concierge was a silver protocol droid, to which someone had hilariously applied a fake mustache. I made sure to keep my hood lowered to prevent him scanning my face for later download, and pitched my voice higher than normal to ask his help.
"Say, do people around here enjoy mountain climbing?"
The droid whirred and clicked before answering.
"Absolutely, sir. It is quite the popular pastime in Tonic. Would you like some directions to nearby cliffs?"
No, I know where I want to climb, but I'm a little low on supplies. Might you know where I